The Fowler House is over 120 years old. It was built in 1894. It hasn't been altered really in any way since it was first built. It's beautiful inside. It's still in its where it was built. It hasn't left that land in over a century. And the location, it's right by the Boise River. It's in between two of the busiest roads in the state. People just walk by it and forget about it, and nobody's been living in there in the last 8 years.
And it's beautiful. I've seen some of the video from inside the home, and all the woodwork is still there, and the windows are still there. It's a beautiful house. Who owns the home right now?
A development company owns that house as well as two others on that lot of land. They are Trilogy Development Company. And luckily, they are allowing people to come and rescue these homes. They're not demolishing them yet, which has been a huge problem in this area. We lose homes constantly. Most of them were the only example of their style in this city.
The land is scheduled to be cleared to make room for new development.
Exactly.
But the Trilogy is working with you folks and giving you money to help you try and meet your goal to save the house.
With the city's help, Trilogy will help pay for some of the cost of relocating this house. And relocation is the only absolute way to save this house. It won't work with their plans for it to stay there.
So you want to move it across the street?
Yes. There's two historic homes and their land being foreclosed on. The original auction date was March 21st, and the day before it got postponed, just like a Hollywood story. But that's giving us more time to try and work with the bank beforehand or partner with preservation-minded developers. It would be nice to keep as many historic structures together to create a sense of place and district for what remains of the history of this area.
So you want to move the house across the street with the other two houses, save the mall, restore the Fowler House, and then what becomes of the house then?
In particular, the Fowler House, the foundation that I'm creating, we really want to create a community art, music, performance space, a lot of public showings of musicians or a place for traveling artists to stay and to be able to do it in an affordable way for them.
How much money do you need to save the house?
I think that's a tricky question. The default for the foreclosed property is around a little under $500,000. But with sales of foreclosed property, you tend to not pay that much or even what the land is really valued at. Say we raise $300,000 and that helps us acquire the land, move the Fowler House over. We still need to find grants and raise money to renovate these houses.
How did you get involved in this? How did you get in the middle of saving houses on Myrtle Street?
I guess it was a few years ago. I was back in Boise after some world traveling, and I really wanted to put time and energy into creating something for the community. And then when I was walking by the Fowler House, I just immediately fell in love, just wanted to get involved, and that's when I started attending meetings about preserving historic places in your city. I just, you know, it's up to us to create the world we live in, and this is a good way to start doing something